brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
I got a question. I just became a new, just found out I'm going to be a father here in the next year.
And, congratulations.
Thanks. And I'm kind of freaking out a little about a bit about money. I shouldn't be. I'm not a whore, not in a hole or that much or anything like that. But I got a $30,000 auto loan, and then my wife has $22,000 in student loans.
Well, I'd say that's a bit of a hole.
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm not struggling by no means. When she graduates here in May, the job she's got, they're going to reimburse her $16,000 over the next 5 years for student loans at $3,200 a year. My question is, I guess, is do we continue to focus on paying those down or
Yes, you need to get rid of them. Don't wait 5 years.
Don't let them pay.
I'll let them pay some of it while you're working on the rest of it. I mean, pay the car off, pay the student loan off last, so you may get 2 years worth of this or something. But we're not going to stay in debt just so these goobers can give me $3,000.
Okay.
What's your household income now? What do you make?
So I do a lot of traveling for work. My base salary is only supposed to be about 58, but the last 2 years I've made six figures, $100,000.
Okay. And what will she be making at the new gig?
She told me $23 an hour working at a hospital.
Okay. All right. So y'all will be making $100.5 a year then. Okay.
Yeah.
And plus or minus her overtime, right, if she picks that up. And so, yeah, we'll take advantage of that. But with $150,000 a year, you've got $57,000 in debt. You need to clean it up.
Yes.
Now, immediately. The faster you clean it up and you don't have any payments, the faster you're going to build wealth.
Okay.
Do you have any money saved?
Yes, I got $10,000 in for an emergency fund, and then I have $4,000 in just a normal savings account.
Okay, so in a normal non-baby coming life, I would have told you to clear that $14,000 down to $1,000 and pour it all onto your debt. But technically, since you're having a baby, this is a time to stack up money and stack up what you can. And then once baby is born, take all that money, including that $13,000 that you had sitting there, plus whatever you have saved, and throw it at the debt once the baby gets here.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly, because and I will, you know, your debt snowball is you have two debts that are basically equal or very close to equal, and I'll pay the student loan off last so that if you get 2 years worth of the $3,200 from her job, we'll take that to throw towards the 27, and you know, just knock that car out really, really fast after the baby comes, though. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We live comfortably just fine on my paycheck alone, but...
No, you're not. Quit saying that. You're $57,000 in debt. You're freaking broke. You're not... Okay. You shouldn't... If you're comfortable, you shouldn't be.
Well, and that's the problem. If you feel comfortable with this, you're going to pay off this car, and when the time comes to get a new car, you're going to get a car payment.
Do it again. Yeah, that's not... Don't be comfortable with this. It's bad. You know, just because you got used to it doesn't mean it's good.
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
And just because you can pay your bills and, you know, make it through Friday, but you're not prospering when you got $57,000 in debt hanging around your neck.
Yeah, that's a dirty diaper. It's warm, but it's mine.
Smells bad, but it's mine. Yeah. Oh, my. Create your free Every Dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.